You are listening to a message from First Baptist Hall. We hope this message challenges you and encourages you, and you can use this as a resource to grow closer to Jesus Christ. For more information about our church, check out fbchalton.org or follow us on social media at fbchalton.
COVID right now, and so anyhow, not to make an excuse, but that's the reason, Brother Fred, right there, all right? So, all right, everybody's doing good tonight?
Yes.
Doing good? Look, we want to dig in a little bit. When I tell you what psalm we're going to read tonight, don't worry, I'm not going to read all of it. Psalm 119, it has 176 verses in it. We'll just read the first 16 or so tonight, and I'm going to give you a couple of things just to think about. That Psalm 119 is so incredible. It's all about the Word, okay? And it just reminds us how precious God's Word is, all of Psalm 119. And so I was just reading through it and studying, there was just a few things that just popped out in my mind, and so I want to just kind of encourage you with that, and then we're going to have a time of prayer, and we'll spend the majority of our time praying tonight. So let's just talk about the Word of God real quick, because we as Baptists believe that this book is inerrant, it is infallible, and it is perfect without any mixture of error in it. Now, I want you to know something, that historically our denomination has fought over what I just said about this book. In the 70s and 80s, it was called the conservative resurgence, that our denomination fought to say we believe this book is all of those things, inerrant, infallible, and without any mixture of error, because we believe that this book, while it was penned in human hands, it was God-breathed and inspired by God. Now, let's say that. I want you to catch this, because I want to lay a little bit of foundation before we talk about the Word tonight. We use the word inspiration, and we throw it around a lot. But you and I have to have an understanding of inspiration. When we say that this book, all the words of this book, from Genesis to Revelation, is inspired by God, what that means is that it is God-breathed, that God put the words into those men's minds and heart, and they put those words on paper. And we call that the inspiration of God. Now watch this. Inspiration died with the original authors. We might say, "Oh, that preacher's inspired. That teacher's really inspired." There is something different from inspiration now, because if I read God's word, I can say, "Thus saith the Lord," but I can't stand and say something that's not in this word and say, "Thus saith the Lord," right? But that's how we get off, and we're all drinking Kool-Aid and wearing the same color tennis shoes, right? Waiting for the comets to come and burning ourselves up in school buses. And that's how cults are started, when dynamic speakers or preachers begin to say, "Thus saith the Lord," and they lead people away from the inspired Word of God. And by their personality and magnanimous personality, they lead people away from the truth, and oftentimes are very, very convincing, right? So rather than saying inspired, I want you to think of illuminated. Use that word to say The Holy Spirit of God, when we place faith in Jesus Christ, He comes to live inside of us, in the Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that inspired the original authors to write this book now lives inside of us, and He illuminates, He turns the light on for us. That's why the Bible tells us that this book is, that we're natural men. Right, we're natural in our flesh, but this is a spiritual book, and it can't be discerned unless the Spirit of God lives inside of us. Because when we open a book as natural men, a spiritual book, the Bible, we need the Spirit of God, the author of God, to turn the light on for us. We need for him to illuminate what He has already written. Now watch this. I want you to be very, very careful. If anyone says to you, they probably wouldn't say, "Thus saith the Lord," but they may say, "God spoke to me." Now I want us to be careful with that. God definitely deals with me. God impresses me. God leads me. The one who lives inside of me convicts me. He leads me. He draws me. He woos me. But God, I have never, ever, ever heard God speak an audible word in my life. Why is that? Because God lives on the inside of me, and for Him to speak where I heard Him on the outside of me, He would have to come out of me. But I will tell you this, God speaks louder on the inside than He does on the outside, right? And so God speaks, but I can't tell you that God said, "Hey, Gavin, I need you to do this," right? So when we place our faith in Christ and He comes to live inside of us in the person of the Holy Spirit, we begin a relationship with Him. Every relationship is built upon communication. And our prayer to Him is us communicating to God. God will speak to us, and watch how He does it, through His perfect, infallible, inerrant, without any mixture of error, Word of God. And every morning, when you and I, our feet hit the floor, we open God's Word, and it is as fresh as, I could say today's paper, but who reads that anymore? It is fresh as the internet news. It is fresh off the press. God takes words that were penned thousands of years ago, and He speaks those words into my heart as fresh as the day they hit that paper. That's what's incredible about this book, the Word of God. Now, let's do some stuff, just introductory stuff real quick. So some of us have been saved for decades, right? And studying the Word of God, when we open a book in the Word of God, some of us have been saved long enough where we know, hey, this person wrote this book. We know the background in which they wrote it. We know the setting. We know the people in which they wrote it to. We have all of that stuff as far as a biblical background. But I want you to think about this. As you and I study the Word of God for the person who has just placed faith in Christ, maybe tonight, this isn't a book. It's a library of books, 66 of them. When one ends, the other one oftentimes doesn't pick up where the other one left off. And so if you're rounding out this year, 2021, and you say, hey, you know what, in 2022, I'm going to set a goal. I want to read the Bible through in a year. If you read this like you read any other book, sometimes in February when you get to Leviticus, you're going to throw it across the room. If you read it from Genesis, then to Exodus, then to Leviticus, and you're going to get completely lost in all of it. God never intended for us to sit down and read it from Genesis to Revelation. So I would encourage you, as you study the Word of God, pick a book, whatever book it is. It could be a gospel, the Gospel of John. It could be a proverb a day. It can be, you know, whatever. You pick a book And it's the exact way that we teach here is I study a book, we walk through the book verse by verse, and we get the full counsel of God. We hit things that we don't like at times that hit us in the face, but we just walk through them together. But you pick a book and you read it and you study it verse by verse, and rather than reading it from start to finish. Make sense? Okay. Well, let's look at Psalm 119, verse 1 tonight. Now that we kind of have a little bit of an understanding about what we hold in our hand. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. I want you to know something. When I saw the word walk, I circled that word walk, and I immediately thought about the word consistency. And you know, when I started reading verse 2, who walk in the law of the Lord, and I started reading verse 2 and I said, blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who keep God's testimonies. You're going to notice the word statutes, precepts, commandments, testimonies, judgments, over and over and over again. And it is referring to this. It's referring to the word of God, all of those. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. Watch this. They walk in his ways. You've commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart. When I learn your righteous judgments, I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. What is he saying in these first 8 verses? When I read your word, when I read your testimonies, when I read your statutes, the precepts, the word of God, when I spend daily time reading and getting a diet of the word of God, guess what it makes my life? Consistent. So when things come at me, my life can stay consistent. Dark days, I can be consistent. Days where there is filled with excitement, happiness, good things, blessings, I can be consistent. Consistently. That's what this picture of walking with the Lord looks like. Just a life. It may be boring, but a life of consistency, right? I want to tell you something you can't tell anybody. Okay, top secret. Sunday after church, I'm going to Illinois on a mission trip, okay? There's a lot of farmers up there that need to hear about Jesus, but I'm going to kill one of their deer is what I'm going for, all right? And so this is the week in the fall that I plan, and I'm going. And so this week, when I get every night when I've gotten home, I've been packing all week. I've been getting ready. I get laid down at night. I grind my teeth. I'm ready, right? I want to stop a heart, all right? So this afternoon, every afternoon, I go home a little after 4, and I start thinking of things that I haven't packed up yet, and I pack them up, and I grab my bow and a couple of arrows, and I start shooting just to get ready. Because I'll be honest with you, your pastor is not the best shot in the world. In fact, if you ever watch our shows, I normally give every deer 2 chances. I either miss them the first chance and get to shoot them the second time, or I fire a warning shot at them a lot of times. And so, you know what, I'm busy a lot, so I don't get a lot of time to shoot. And so this week, every evening, I have been shooting. Now I want you to listen, this is not bragging at all, okay? You got to know this. But this afternoon, this happened, okay? This is amazing. This is a hole-in-one for a golfer, okay? And so I was at 43 yards in my backyard shooting my bow this afternoon about 4:15, and I ran one arrow into the back of the other one. I'm not bragging. Now watch what happened. I wish I could tell you it was in the bullseye. It wasn't. It was low to the left. But you know what that is? That's consistency. I am bad consistently, all right? And so that's the life in the Word of God is a life that is consistently walking in the Word. And when my life, when I'm walking in the Word on a daily basis and I'm taking in and God's speaking to me, you know what He's doing? He's speaking to the things in my life that don't look like Jesus. He's pointing those things out to me, and it may be an attitude. It may be it may be just things that I'm thinking. It could be things where I'll just be honest with you. Lately, my fuse has gotten short for whatever reason. Maybe it's because I just don't deal well with grief, but I'm just getting short with my temper. And but when I walk in the Word, you know what? It seems like when I open up God's Word, God is teaching me to rely on Him, teaching me to fall on Him, to love Him, to trust Him, to walk with Him. And so the more time we spend in God's Word, the more consistent our life becomes as we walk with Him. Now look at these next section of verses. What's so cool about Psalm 119 is it is broken up, and you see Aleph, the first, it's a Hebrew letter that you see right there above verse 1. Aleph, and then Bet, it says Beth, but it's Bet is the Hebrew word. What the writer is doing is walking through the Hebrew alphabet. And every letter he's dividing this up by the Hebrew alphabet. So it's like the ABCs of learning the Word of God. So check out verse 9. I gotta hurry. How can a young man cleanse his way? And so I circle cleanse when I read this. And I hope as you study the Word, because this isn't a sermon at all. This is just what God showed me as I studied this. So I immediately, God showed me cleanse. How, in this question, how can a young man cleanse his way? And above that, I wrote the word purity. By taking heed according to your Word. With my whole heart, I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Listen, one of my favorite hymns, if you've been around here long enough, you know this. It's Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Because there is a line in Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing that says, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. I'm prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. The writer, inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, he says, how can a young man cleanse his way? How can he remain pure? And he answers it by taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart, I seek you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Let me stay focused on your word. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. That is probably, if you've ever been at Vacation Bible School, you've memorized that verse. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies, as much as in all riches, I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. So the daily diet of God's word, you know what it does? It keeps me consistent, but it purifies my life. It purifies my mind, my thoughts. Keeps me focused. You know, it's a consistent purity. Keeps me focused on those things that are holy and pure in my life. Because Satan, I'm telling you, Satan, his desire in my life is for me and my mind to wander away from God's truths and to allow my mind and heart to think about those things that are impure. And that listen, he wins a battle in me. If he can get my mind to think on those things that are impure, how can a young man cleanse his way? By spending time in God's word. That's what the Bible tells us, that it's the renewing of our mind. His desire is to renew our mind and to change the thoughts of my mind, to purify my thoughts. So listen, I'm already out of time, but let me give you this last one. Let's read through verse 24, 17 through 24. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul breaks with longing for your judgments. At all times you rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. I wrote this word because it felt like the whole gist of those verses spoke about my identity. That the more I spend time in God's word, my life is consistent, my thoughts are pure, my motives are pure, my ways are pure, and the more time I spend in God's word, you know what he does? He changes my identity. He makes me more like Christ. I see like him, I love like him, I respond like him in my life. When I get away from God's word, guess who comes out? Gavin. I think like Gavin. I see people like Gavin does in the flesh. But when I'm consistently spending time in God's word on a daily basis and I'm having my quiet times with him, he changes my identity. People see Jesus in me instead of Gavin. He comes out of my life. Let me ask you a question. No matter how long you've been saved, and don't answer it out loud. How's your quiet time? How's your time with the Lord? How can I ever think to be the man or the woman God wants us to be apart from his word? The only way he's going to speak to us, he's not going to write it in the clouds. You're praying and asking God to give you a sign. Open his word. You're praying and looking up to the clouds that he'd write it out for you. He's already given it to you. I'm amazed every time I'm needing God to speak to me about a certain thing. I open the word and he speaks to me. I want us to pray tonight. Let's spend some time praying.
Thanks for listening. If you want more information about FBC Halton, check us out on our website at fbchalton.org or follow us on social media at FBC Halton.